everyone's ears as she grabbed the microphone. This is the result of what happens. When I try to put in any effort into my appearance, into preparation, I'm just sitting over here like in a fuzzy little thing that I keep like eating the fur off of. It looks so cool. It looks so sick. And it's just, it's insufferable. Ugh! The SD card failed. It's a whole thing. It finally bit the dust. And now we are back. We're back, baby. We are home. We are here. Home here now. Shout out YMH. So, I honestly can't remember the last time that I felt fly like a G6 until 2026, baby. We're f-ing back. Let's go. It's good. We're here. It could be the God Complex talking. Maybe it's mania. Who knows? But this is the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one.
It is good to be home. Daddy's back. Daddy isn't sure how Daddy is sitting today, but here I am, legs spread. It's giving power. I feel pretty powerful when I sit like this. I understand, I think, why guys do it. And also the ball situation. I don't have those, so I wouldn't know anything about that. But it does feel good to sit this way. It is a bit more relaxed, although I'm also trying to like tighten my abs to make sure they look good. You know what I'm saying? But I tried to put some effort into how I looked today, because, you know, last episode, I'm sure, was terrifying to people who have never seen me as a real person and only as an entity that makes their card or their wet. So, ooh, sorry. Believe that. That's kind of in. We're a little too early in. Honestly, do I even care about YouTube anymore? Here's the thing. I kind of feel like this is not a podcast that's just going to be found organically. It's not something that's just going to pop up in everyone's feed and be like, this is definitely relatable and things that we're talking about, the issues that are at hand. This is just like insanity into a camera for over 4 years for some reason. And then like some people listen, and it's a very niche thing, right? So here's the thing. Do I really care about pissing off the YouTube gods? Because I could be talking about freaking nothing and it's just demonetized. And that's just all relating back to like the gerb. You know what I mean? And it's just the gerb. And people say, oh, it's not a real gerb. Well, it's a gerb that makes money I pay taxes on. So it's a real gerb to me. So my gerb, you know, does kind of make, oh, these lights are flashing when I talk. Are they responding to my voice? Ah! Oh, God, they are. I don't like that. Hang on. I need to fix that. Some work was done while I was in Australia, and by no one's fault, the lights, like, got reset, I think, and now they are responding to voice instead, which I don't like at all, if I'm very honest. I don't want it to, like, pulse to the music. Is it just one color? We're just one color now. Perfect. Okay. Sick. Where was I? 3 minutes in. Well, whole lot of nothing has happened, and welcome to the show, because that's pretty much what the show is. It starts with a whole lot of nothing, turns into something, we're not really sure what it is, and by the end of it, I've kind of just blacked out through the whole thing, so we're gonna probably jump into it like that again today, because that's just kind of life, is it? You don't like ever really know what's happening until you can process it later, because a lot of things you can't really process like while they're actively happening, and that's why some people, me, are prone to like explosions when things are like just escalating to a point of like, I need to get this like feeling out, like, why the f- is this happening? And it's just like so frustrating. And some people are very calm and like work through things just very rationally, and some people are insane like me. That's something that I learned on the Australia trip. And coming back and, you know, being back in like my space with my dogs and all that, like, a lot has happened. The thing about doing an episode where I used to do every single week and doing it every other week is that often like 2 weeks will pass by between when I'm talking into cameras. And that's like a lot of things that happen because people think, oh, you don't like do anything. Nothing happens. Like I forget things. I have to write them down. And I stopped doing it for a while. And I realized I was just like forgetting things that were happening because if it's not like, here's the thing. I'm in this office right now. Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast. I just can see my computer and I can see the book open on the screen and I just want to be doing that. But I'm doing this to tell you about all the crazy shit that has been happening because if I didn't, I would forget about like getting hassled by TSA or there was something else. Just Julia decided basically as I'm flying home from Australia that she was going to rip open Ayn's leg. She just ripped it open. So I came back and at first we didn't realize how bad it was because he has really thick fur. But then he started licking it the night I got home and I look at him like, there's like a piece. It's like a piece that's gone. Like it's just poof, it's vanished. So she ate it because I couldn't find this piece. My housekeeper couldn't find this piece. The piece of Ayn is just gone. So I had to take him in for surgery. Poor boy is in a cone. It's a whole situation. And things just like, I don't even want to talk about that because that's gross. And I don't even want to relive like that moment of, it's just like, it's a bukkake. I tell you, I'm back in the bukkake. And I feel like this time of year, this whole new year thing is always like that. I don't know if it's just me. I just feel like everything starts happening at once and then it goes into like these big lulls of nothingness. It's like everyone is so motivated because it's the new year is here and so we have to throw this convention and do this. I'm making this trip because I said I was going to travel this year, but like everyone's doing it all at once and it's just coming at you like, and you don't know how to process it, but you have to get through it. You have to just like be, what do they say, like a ship with a sail and the sail just goes and then the sail takes you through the storm. I don't know what to tell you. Sometimes it gets tattered, but you're always fine. You always come out the other end. And that is basically what January and most of February is like for me. But once February comes, I know that that becomes my hibernation season. Other people are like, oh, like this and that. And like the spring is coming and it's new. No, I need to be alone. I need to be alone with my thoughts. I need to be alone with my book. I need to be alone with my training. I need to be alone. And I like it. And I really, really like it. And then there are little times where I'm like, I need to see a person. And so I will go out and I will go do things and I will go see things and I'll interact with people. And I'm like, okay, that's enough. And then I retreat again. And I just keep doing that. And it gets better every single time. And I find myself more and more in all of these experiences. And it's just so nice to be able to share that with y'all. And I felt really cool with these glasses, but oh, for the love of God, for the love of Satan, whatever, it doesn't matter. Oh God, they hurt so much when they're pressing into the sides of your head. Like, here's the thing. I like looking cute. I tried to make an effort, but I can't wear boots in my home. I'm just wearing boots on carpet. That's insane. It's honestly disgusting. And I'm going to vacuum at the end of this. But I'm just going to prop my little feetsies up here because I need to get real with y'all. I have no idea what the f*** is going on with anything. I know that I've talked about it a little bit before, but people have written or said or commented and want me, because I have a platform, to comment on things that are going on in the world that I frankly know nothing about. And I don't know why anyone would want my opinion on anything except maybe whether to wipe front to back or back to front, which if you don't know the answer to that, I don't even want to help you with that. Like, I just don't think people should take my advice. I just say things. Do people know what I do? Like, for a living, nobody respects my opinion. Very few people respect me at all. And that's okay, because I don't need the respect. Respect does not pay my bills. Objectification, however, here we go. If it's going to happen anyway, why not profit from it and have a good time? I just don't really see the problem with it, but other people do. And that's totally cool. And that's valid and fair. But I don't think that I should be speaking on things that, frankly, I know nothing about, because I'm not participating in the world that's going on outside of the one that I am creating, because I am doing a very selfish thing, writing books. It's such like a solitary, like isolatory thing, especially if you have this like fervor, and I have rediscovered fervor. Let me tell you, F-E-R-V-O-R, fervor, I think. I am home and things are allowable in the state in which I reside that are not allowed in other areas of the world. And the tolerance has dropped, which is just so nice. It's always fun. My little like reprieve in Australia, it does a body good, you know? And other things that I've discovered, I don't know. None of this matters. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, what am I talking about? What are we even talking about? That's the thing. What are we even talking about? Nobody knows. Everybody's just saying a bunch of glop and we're all just like consuming it. And I don't even know what I'm talking about. All I know is that what I want to do is just write books. And there are other things that I have to do. And I know that I have to like go out and experience and see things in the world. But when I have experiences like today, I got my nails done. Because I had a moment where I was like, I know this appointment is coming up and my nails are starting to chip away. So I just kind of ripped off all of the acrylics and then ripped off all of the fresh growth of nail underneath it. Because in my mind, I was like, well, I'll just have to trim them down anyway. So I'll get to like do my picking activity that I haven't done in years, right? Picked it a little bit too far on some of them, but God. It was just like such a throwback. You know what I mean? But I got new nails, but I was sitting there and I haven't been in a nail salon in like a month because I've been traveling. I've been doing the things. Listen, what is it with people who feel the need to take up space for like no reason? I understand wanting to have a presence and to take up space. Sure, but like why for no reason at the expense of others around you? Because I'm sitting there getting my nails done, just kind of talking a little bit, not much. This woman down is getting her nails done, right? All of a sudden, this woman is just like standing between us. There's a chair, there's chairs behind, and she's just standing like looking over at this woman who's getting her nails done. And I'm kind of side-eyeing like, I really like that there's a person just like looming like over my shoulder. I was like, is this lady not bothered by this? And she says nothing like the whole time until the nail technician lady is like, do you want a chair? There's like plenty behind you. And she, this woman goes, oh no, I'm quite comfortable. And I'm like, bitch, no one else is. No one else here is uncomfortable right now. That's why it was offered to you. It's not really an offer so much as like, you know, there's chairs here. Please sit down. You're weirding everyone out. Like, why are you looming like a vulture? And then the other woman starts talking to him. So clearly they're friends or something is going on. But she stood there for like 30 minutes. And kept like lurking over, like inspecting the nails and like sharing things on the phone. And I was like, this whole thing would be so much less weird if you were just sitting down. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. But those are the kind of things I observe when I go out in public and I think about for just like weeks later. Like, I'll just be thinking about that woman and I know that I need to have those interactions out in the world with people, not necessarily like what's actually going on in the world, but the people in the world. Because I'm like, this example of like this woman who just needs to like stand and like feel like she's like doing something or like overseeing something that has like nothing to do with her, while almost barely talking until her friends start talking and then starts to overtalk her. And I'm like, this is an example of a person that I would make a whole ass character about. And she will probably appear at some point in the series that I'm writing. And that is why having human interaction is so important. I do have to remind myself of that, because honestly, as enjoyable as it is to talk about it later and to write about it, being trapped in those moments with people is just like, why? It's just exhausting. It's so exhausting. Oh, God. That's why I'm just like an at-home alone person and I have to schedule like participation with society. And I know that like I was having like crazy hormonal insanity in Australia. It was wild. So I know that last episode probably sounded really unhinged, but also listening back to it, I still agree with everything that I said. I regret nothing. It was very aggressive, but it's honest. And I think like that's just something that I get so tired of, is dishonesty and people like people thinking that you are truly stupid enough to not see exactly what they're doing. I want to do a spit take, but this is kind of new carpet, so I just don't feel like I should. What is it about me or about the other people around you? What is it about yourself that makes you feel so f-ing superior that you're like, no one has ever performed a pattern like this before. They'll never see it coming. I saw you coming from like before I even knew your name. Before I ever put eyes to your face, I've heard other people talk about you and I knew. Like, I just forgot that there's also a camera over here going. We maybe don't even have to use this, David. Let me know. Like, if I look good, if I look like cool, then yeah. But if not, let's just cut all of that, because I don't really know what my hair is doing from the side. I only really prepared for the front. I don't really know why I put this other camera on over here. Maybe it's just because I feel like if I can give my attention elsewhere, maybe I can, you know, keep my train of thought going, like I'm actually having a conversation with a person. That is one of the weird things about doing solo episodes in your room, which is a f-ing sick room, by the way, and like so calming, except for the lights that I can hear buzzing. Can anyone else hear lights buzzing? Anyway, let's not worry about that. Let me do a little check on my notes though, because I will get so very distracted. Oh, so I couldn't bring Ayn to the groomer because Ayn had to have surgery on his leg, but the other two, Edward and Julia, smelled like, they just had the smell, like there's a point where dogs get their little like Frito toes smell and it's so cute and you just want and just sniff them and it's all disgusting and gross, but not actually, it's like cute disgusting, and then it just becomes rancid. And that's when they need to go to the groomer. And so I just gave him as much of a little rub down as I could. But the other two went to the groomer. And they're fine. They didn't deserve to be groomed for what they did to him. But I couldn't deal with the stench. So I also think that Julia doesn't like being clean. So I think taking her to the groomer is almost like punishment for her in like the most humane way possible. It's just like, bathe. And she's like, no, God, I want to smell like filth, because she's actually a demon. So I was picking them up. This man was picking up his dog. Now, his dog is barking a little bit, as like even mine do, obviously. Whenever they see you, they just like get excited and they start barking. This man goes, shut up! And I'm not gonna say like his dog's name, but he's like yelling at his dog to shut up. People are fascinating. Then he and I'm just kind of like standing there, and he looks at me and he goes, he's deaf. Wait, I'm sorry, for YouTube, let me do this. So this man is screaming at his dog who's barking, shut up, whatever blank his name is. And then he looks at me and goes, he's deaf. Why yelling at him then? Is it gonna help? No, you're just why? Your dog is deaf and you are shouting at him to stop barking? Are we not seeing the disconnect? Like, what? He's not gonna hear you. Oh, I take back everything that I said. I don't hate people. I love people. I love these little experiences that I would not get without other people in my life. So if you have ever been a topic of discussion on this podcast, just know that you have played such a vital role in my life, like more than you could ever possibly know, because these are memories that I will get to keep unless like my brain starts eating them away with old age. So it's nice to have a record, and that's kind of what this podcast is for. You know, death does come for us all. Not now, but maybe. We just never really know. That's why you should always live life to the fullest. Live, laugh, love, live. Laugh, love, lobotomy, whatever they say nowadays. Oh, okay. So being off social media much more too has been like really funny when I do go back to it to like do a little scrolling. Because every now and then you're just like, well, what's on here? What have I been missing, right? And I'm getting all these things of like, this is why your anxiety is so high, because of the way that you're eating, the way you're eating in the morning when you should be at night. And if you fast, this will happen. But if you don't fast, this will happen. And blah, 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 and this is why you're anxious. I'm like, dude, I think people are anxious because every time they open their phone, they just have some like face of some person who feels like they know better than everybody else telling you what's wrong with your life and why you're anxious, and that every little possible thing that you could be doing is a reason why you're miserable. No, everyone is anxious. I just like will close that right away, or people like screaming at you to like buy this product because if you don't, then all of your skin will fall off your face as you age, because aging is a thing that's gonna like kill us all, and but we're not ready to deal with the fact that like if we only really care about the vanity and not actually taking care of our bodies, because we're just gonna like do all these things that aren't actually like making good habits and patterns. We'll just fix it with like Ozempic, or you know, to lose those 5 pounds instead of like actually. And I'm not saying that like this is every case and with every person, but honestly, there's just so much I feel like over medication of things that could just be solved by forcing yourself, literally forcing yourself, because it's miserable at first, into better patterns and habits that are actually beneficial to you, your cognitive state of mind, your awareness of self, your mental health, your physical health, your longevity. Like, but instead we'd rather just like fix it as fast as possible, and it doesn't actually like fix the core problem, because now you're also reliant on something else that isn't yourself. And I understand too, as someone who has obviously a lot of issues and tries to work through things all the time, that it is not easy. And there are some instances with people where they do need these like specific like drugs. I'm not saying that like medicine and drugs are bad inherently, right? But I'm saying that I think more often than not, what I see in other people, and maybe this is just like who I have interacted with, because I know that not everyone is like this, but a lot of people just want it easy and now and fast. And they want to like, I don't know, I just feel like, and I could be totally wrong, but I just feel like it doesn't feel as good as like earning it, like really working for it. And it's not even like an earning it factor. It's that you start to like care about yourself in a way that has nothing to do with just like what this is currently doing for how you look. Do you know what I mean? And you're realizing that you're actually putting the care into like making your life last and matter. And I don't know, maybe I'm just like getting old and talking out of my butt. Like that's what I do, but it's, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Nobody listens. I can start making these shorter episodes too. Like I think that people kind of get it after a while. Sometimes I feel like I'm wondering, because I really just really want to be writing right now. I'm just like, is everything I'm saying now just things that I've already said on episodes before? Do y'all feel like that? Because most people don't write in or call in or anything, and they say that they listen, but it doesn't feel like people do a lot of the time. So I don't know. And I know that people have said, oh, like rehashing things is like, yeah, or whatever, but I like to experience other people. So if you guys listen to the show at all, interact with it. Give me something to interact with. Like, I'm not the most interesting person. Anything that's interesting about me is because of things that other people have been involved in that have shaped, like, my world, right? So be a part of that. You can email twndpodcast@gmail.com, like, literally about anything. Life experiences, when you think you got haunted, what beliefs you have, what you want to challenge about things that I've said, or like experiences that you've had that you just like, oh, I don't want anyone else to, you know that this was me. I want to keep it anonymous. Like, any questions, like, this is not a serious show. Be weird with that. I'm weird as it's just that often when I don't have someone here to interact with, I'm just like literally talking to myself in a room. And it starts to get weird after like the 30-minute marker, and we're nearing that point. So, you know, bear with me. God, I just want to be writing. It's so funny. It's all I care about. I do get to make some good videos today, though. I'm actually really excited. I've been waiting for these for a while. When I'm in Australia, there are certain apparatuses that I use when I am in my home that I don't use when I'm away. So when I get back, they feel extra nice. Now, some men have golf. I think it's like the age-old thing, and I don't know if this is true because I'm not someone who golfs, but I have heard tell that men who like to golf a lot like to get away from their partners. And I don't know if that's true because I literally know nothing about golf. And I know that some people like golf together, so also not true for everyone. But a lot of the people that I have known, not all of them, a lot of them, are men who wanted to get away from their partners. Like, but I know that that's not always the case. I know some people actually just really like golf for reasons that I cannot comprehend if I had 100 more lifetimes to, you know, figure out. Probably just never would understand. But my neighbor, he doesn't have golf. He has power tools. And I'm certain that he knows how to use them. He probably knows how to like take them apart and put them back together. Because when the weather is nice, his garage door is open and he's not doing anything with them. Like, sometimes you'll hear like a drill, and I've literally just seen him like with a drill in his hand, just drilling. And it will be like, you hear like a table saw, but there's no like sawdust. There's nothing coming up that you're like, are things actually being sawed? Like, I think he just likes to be out in his garage and just like make sure that all of his tools still work. All have bad habits, and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually, see, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND. Soul. Go to getsoul.com and use code TWND to save 30% on your order. You can find a nice variety of different beverages, gummies. They have sleep gummies. They have big brain soul gummies with a little bit of caffeine. They're tangerine and they're so yummy. And you can stress less. You can stress fucking less by going to getsoul.com and using code TWND to save 30% on your order. Don't stress about the apocalypse. Just get high, which is so funny. But this is the house of the neighbor who welcomed me to the neighborhood when I first moved here. When I was closing the garage door, forcing me to stop closing it so that she could duck inside, at 10:30 p.m. in the evening, that's in the evening when it is dark outside, gave me like a barrage of questions and then never spoke to me again. And every now and then I'm just like reported to the HOA for literally nothing. So if this man is just partaking of making sure all of his tools still work, I understand. And I commend him. But today, on days like today, when my sinuses are just all a little tight because, you know, there's just a lot of stuff going around, he played with a leaf blower for like an hour and a half. Now, there are no trees in his yard. Not a single tree. No leaves that I can see. There's nothing to like be blowing. So he's just blowing nothing. Like a couple of the little rocks I saw like tumble away. Maybe a bit of dust. But an hour and a half seemed truly excessive for the use of a leaf blower in a yard that has no leaves at all. And it's on days like that that I wish he would just go golfing, because it's like, well, now you're disturbing the silence. For like, at least with the tools, it's like periodical. Like you could almost just imagine that he's like building something and putting it together. And maybe he is, if you just like think about it hard enough and you don't look outside. But with a leaf blower, I'm like, you really just needed like this much time. But you don't actually have leaves, so you don't know how long, and she, I assume, doesn't know how long it would take to actually blow the leaves around your yard that you don't have. And people were upset because I put up wind chimes, y'all. Oh, you put up some witch chimes and they had a pentagram. Well, look what you wrought on yourself. Look what happened. Now, every time I go outside, I get to hear my beautiful, beautiful chimes and bells and little dangly. Little dangly charms. And it's magical. And maybe that leaf blower is just the price that I have to pay. Perhaps she hates the sound of the bells so much, because this is who I assume took down the chimes in the first place, that maybe she wants to punish me for nailing more bells to the tree. And so she asks him to leaf blow for so much, because this isn't the first time since I've been back from Australia that he's been blowing leaves that are not there, frankly. I wanted to just start putting my gnomes in her yard, but my handyman pointed out to me that everyone has Ring doorbells now. And I'm like, damn, you just like can't have fun pranking anymore. Surveillance has taken the fun out of everything, but I do understand why they're needed, you know, because that would probably be a really disturbing thing to come upon, like just a gnome in your yard. And when you remove it, like more gnomes keep appearing over time and it just like kind of like drives you mad. So I would understand. Yeah. But that's what I was going to do. But I'm not going to do that anymore. So I have to figure out another thing for them. Here's the thing is I just don't want to keep holding on to things that I don't need, want, use. You know what I mean? So I think I need to just donate a bunch of them. Would Goodwill want a bunch of gnomes? Like, do you think that gnomes can carry curses or something? Like, I don't want to be cursing people at Goodwill with like just a big shipment of gnomes, but I really don't know what else to do with them. And now I kind of feel haunted by them. Like they're just this entity I need to like rid myself of. So I'm gonna have to figure out what to do with all the gnomes now that I've realized that I'm kind of over the gnome troll. Cause like people weren't really understanding that it was a troll anymore because it became cool. And now I'm just like, I don't actually like how they look and they're creepy. It's a whole thing. I mean, I've talked about it before. So, so I just read my note again about the guy screaming at his deaf dog. Shut up! He can't hear you. Why are people like this? It's so funny. Oh my God. People are so hilarious. So... this year, I'm very, very excited for. There is much to come, things that I cannot discuss yet. I'm very excited and holding on to those to be able to finally share them because I just feel like I have so much inside of me that needs to get out. But I'm taking a deep breath and letting it out. You could do it with me. Because I'm getting ready for all of the amazingness that's coming. Because when I slide back into isolation and I finish, my headphones just sounded weird, and I finish, it's fine. And I finish this book. This will be book two. And from there, things are going to start unfolding rapidly, not only with the book, not only with things that have already been filmed that are going to be released, everything is going to start coming out at once and it is just going to be mind-blowing. I am so excited to see where this year goes. There is so much that I have planned. There is so much that I don't even know what's going to happen yet, but I just have a good feeling. And at the start of each year, I don't usually have like an overwhelmingly good feeling. But this year, I don't have resolutions. I have things that I have prepared for, that I have grown from small seeds that I am going to watch bloom this year. It's not a matter of if something is going to happen. It's only a matter of when. And let me just tell you, it is the year of the whores. They said it's the fire horse, but it's the year of the whores. And because I am one, because it is what people like to call me, it is a title that I've owned for years. And this year is going to show people that not only am I a badass hoe, I am the badass hoe. And that's what I know. That is my projection for this year. And I can't be disappointed by it because I know that no matter what comes to pass, it is exactly what was meant to be. So it's going to be sick as f**k. And I'm just super looking forward to everything happening. Sometimes you're just like in alignment. You know what I mean? It's f**king sick. Now, let me see if I have anything else in the notes that I can talk about because nobody likes to call into the show, 702-900-6446 for your voicemails. The sphere, I don't really want to rant about the sphere. I don't want to rant anymore about people like being endlessly on their phones. Like, it's okay. Honestly, as someone who creates content for a living, I should be extremely happy that people are so obsessed with their phones, right? Because if people want to see what's on their phones and I'm creating content that they get to watch on their phones, I get to feed my own need for attention. They get to feed their need to participate in something that is on their phone because they love their phone and they want to know what's happening on their phone because their phone tells them all the things that they like. And if I happen to be one of those things, that's cool. So let the algorithm do what it will. Show me to who it wants. I'm done trying to care. I've tried to like, ooh, I want, you know, to be able to interact with more women. I wish more women would interact with my page. And then like, it doesn't happen often. And I wish that it would, but like, it will find the right women, right? It'll find the right dudes. It'll find the wrong dudes. It will always find the wrong people. Trust me, where it will always find the wrong people. But the wrong people are the loudest. The people who find your content and they're like, I don't like this, they are going to be so vocal about it. And that is good because it gives you other content to talk about. It gives you things to also examine and be like, hey, is this thing actually a problem? Or am I completely comfortable with what I am doing and this person's opinion doesn't actually matter? Sometimes it gives you that look at the shadow and it's like, I don't know if this is actually good. Maybe I should change this or XYZ. Not often. Not often. Maybe I should try to think of an instance where I took someone's criticism on the podcast and actually put it to action. A time that I took someone's advice when it came to doing me. Yeah, it's been you know, I think it was the divorce. I think that's when it stopped. Oh, sometimes you just have to slice off the dead weight, you know? It's kind of crazy because people are looking back at 2016 and I did the obligatory content mill. I'm going to look back at 2016. And so here's what, and I was looking at stuff from 2016 and I was like, dude, I don't want to post any of this. This is like when there was like peak misery ensuing in my I was so depressed in 2016. I was with someone who was abusing the shit out of me in 2016 and working insane cam hours and never being able to like do well enough and like get any sort of approval and just taking care of someone else and being responsible for everything else in someone's life while also like not being good enough to take care of my own and you're just so stupid. I don't want to be back in 2016. That was a decade ago. Why do people, I mean, honestly, if you look back at 2016, you're like, damn, that was actually like the best time of my life. I am so happy for you because that was not my experience and it was actually very hard to find any photos really that I've even held on to from that time because honestly when I look back at them, honestly bro, why does my voice like do that sometimes? I don't even understand what inflection is. I have no idea. Now I look back and I'm like, I don't even know, like I know that person. That's the thing. It's not that I don't know that person anymore. It's that I know this person and I know that person. And they are two vastly different creatures.
Yet they are the same.
Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/twnd. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/twnd to try it out. Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Play Box and support our show by using code TWND at checkout.
Because there's like these ties, you know what I mean? You can never like fully sever those, like unless maybe you got a lobotomy or something, but I don't think that those are really reliable for like specific memories and chunks of time. I don't think they've really perfected the lobotomy. So it's just like, I don't feel the need to go back to relive those times. Like, maybe I just sound, and I'm sure that I sound just insane to people, because I'm just like, every year turns into a happier time for me. Maybe it's just because I'm getting crazy with like aging, but who, like, I don't care. I'm having literally such a good time. I can just be insane, and I have someone who's like, you're insane. I love how insane you are. That's my partner. I have someone who like supports everything I do, that there is not like a question in my mind that there is a thing that I could do that would make this person not love me or like withhold like affection or anything like remotely like what I experienced in 2016, right? And everything that's changed in my life is not like dependent on this one person. But when I think about that, I'm like, damn, I am so lucky to be where I am now. But also, I did some shit. I survived some shit. I overcame some shit. And that's some good ass shit. And taking all of that that I've learned and like this newfound respect for myself and moving forward into my future, I got lines on my face. I have bags under my eyes. I don't honestly give a shit because I am aging, and I didn't really ever picture what my life would look like after the age of 30. I shit you not. Because I just felt like everything ended up, like everything was so uncertain at all times. And now I am not worried about anything. I know that things are going to work out because I have found myself capable in so many situations that could have been completely devastating and instead are just blips on a timeline of a life that I am still living and a life that I am growing into that has evolved with me, and a fan base that has also like watched me climb out of some shit that they didn't even know I was in. Some people fell away, some people didn't. I gained like newfound respect for other people. I experienced things with friendship. I experienced things with reaching out, with relationships, with people from all walks of life, and still more that I want to talk to, that I want to interact with and get to know. And like, it's not that I'm like studying people, but kind of like, just because for so long I was isolated from so many people. And the experiences that I've had just in the past, like honestly, like 6 years has truly changed my whole perception on life. And I look back at the person I was in 2016 and people are like, what would you say if you could go back, right? And I would be like, everything always works out. It does, because it's actually the truth. It's, we never understand how it's going to, but if you understand, like the more experiences that you have, if you can commit that to memory, like if you're repeating the same patterns over and over again, you're not growing, you're not learning, but you are put in those situations again and again and again until you learn the lesson. So if you're in Groundhog Day, you're the one making it that way. I was. If it feels, because that's how it, I feel like that's, well, at least for me anyway, it was like a definite Groundhog Day, and not one that's like, oh, like this is something that's so wonderful, I want to share. It's like this endless loop that you feel like you're never going to be able to escape, but you're the one keeping yourself in it because these things keep happening. These are the trigger points. These are the jump points that that should give you pause to be like, hey, this is going to repeat. This is going to repeat. If nothing changes, this will keep happening. But for so long, we ignore it. But I mean, people can help you. I'm not saying that people haven't helped me through these times, but I'm saying it really is the thing of, until you want help, there's no help for you. because you have to want it first. You have to like have this much belief in yourself to even like make that shift. And it, I know that I've talked about it before on other episodes, but it's like the click moment, right? I think it was with Alex Cole actually. And we all have like little spark moments, but it's like the culmination. It's like where the match finally hits. And then that's the click moment. And that's when the spark is lit. It's when the match is fully flamed. And you have to either just like hold this match until it burns down to your fingertips, or you have to throw it on that situation and watch it all go up in flames and realize that you're going to walk out the other side of it fine. Because everything always works out, just not necessarily in the way that we thought. It could change the entire trajectory of your life. Some things could stay the same. Most often, I feel like, I don't know, maybe this is just, this has always kind of been what I do. And it's definitely probably a character flaw. But for most of my life, it's been this whole thing of like this huge buildup and then the betrayal, the thing, the moment where everything changed and I needed to completely shed everything that I was and all of the people and the place, and just I needed to be gone. And so it's not that like it's not like a rebirth, but it's like these different stages of life and these different chapters that you feel like are closed, but you still have that connection to them. And I think I'm just stoned and talking way outside of my limits. And I would actually rather go write about this instead, because I'm actually having a train of thought right now that's leading me into the chapter that I'm currently very close to finishing. And if I lose this thought, I'm going to be really upset. So thank you for listening to the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty podcast, if you are still with me at this point. And if not, well, f*** your mother.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work and we laugh through the chaos one. Take a moment, brush it off, let it go. Hey!